The boxes have been packed and moved out of the offices of Gray Davis, the second governor in U.S. history to be recalled from office. Tomorrow, Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger will be sworn in as California's 38th governor. From member station KQED, John Myers looks back on what even Davis supporters concede is a clouded legacy.
Gray Davis began his rise to power in the 1970s as chief of staff to then-governor Jerry Brown. He used to joke it took him 23 years to move just 50 feet to the governor's desk. Gray Davis invited the Brown family to his final public event in Sacramento this past week, honoring the family patriarch, the late Governor Pat Brown.
It is a great privilege today to honor Pat Brown's legacy of leadership by dedicating the Pat Brown suite of offices within the governor's office.
Davis may feel a sense of kinship with Pat Brown, who in 1966 lost in a landslide to another movie star, Ronald Reagan. But Brown's place in history as the architect of modern California is certain. Gray Davis knows history may not be so kind to him.
I had to do the best I could with the conditions I was confronted with, and I am grateful for the experience.
Looking back on his 5 years in office, Davis admits the first 2 years were the good years, an era that abruptly ended with California's first rolling power blackouts in January 2001. Friends say the problems were worsened by Davis's tendency to micromanage. This year, more problems, including a record budget deficit and a tripling of the state's car tax. Opponents, like State Senate Republican leader Jim Brulte, say the state's problems will be that much easier to solve now that Gray Davis is gone.
I mean, having a governor who actually wants to restrain spending or who is willing to exercise leadership, you know, at the end of the day, there has to be an adult in state government.
But while Brulte and others say the recall was all about Gray Davis, Davis himself still seems to see what happened as simply anger over politics as usual.
I was the only one on the ballot. Clearly people were dissatisfied with the way their life was going, and I liken it to a baseball manager. The team, you know, is losing, which I define as people's quality of life was diminishing. They're going to fire the baseball manager.
The embattled governor says he believes he made a difference and is most proud of his record on education. That record includes almost $10 billion more for K-12 education and a mandatory exit exam for California's high school students. In fact, some say if the real Gray Davis had showed up for the recall campaign, the outcome could have been different. Barry Munitz is a friend of the governor who served as his transition director in 1998.
Where was that person when the state most needed him? He's thoughtful, he's introspective, he's gracious. The irony is that if that person, my sense is it's possible that if that person was the person everybody saw and knew, we wouldn't have been facing the recall in the first place.
In the weeks since the voters had their say, Gray Davis has won praise for the way he's accepted the transition to incoming Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and for his hands-on approach to the wildfires that blazed across Southern California. Now, for the first time in more than a quarter century, the 60-year-old Davis will be out of a job and out of the public eye.
This is a new chapter in my life. I'm going to be a private citizen. I want to spend some time with my wife. You know, we live in a rather small condominium, and I haven't been able to afford her too many of the finer things in life, so I'd like to travel and spend some time with her, and we'll just see what the future brings. We're people of faith, and I believe when God shuts a door, he'll open a door, and we'll just have to see what that door is.
A symbol of that faith is the small prayer card he carries in his pocket. It says, "Nothing will happen to you today that you and God can't handle together." For Gray Davis, the question now is whether the hardest days are the ones that have passed or the ones to come. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.